Harry into Dumbledore's army, we can only speculate. Nobody who witnessed it will ever forget the shock on Scamander's face when he saw Lovegood's wedding dress. Rainbows, spangles and a tiara of silver unicorn horns, voted most hideous outfit of the year by readers of my regular Daily Prophet column. While Lovegood and Scamander appear to be holding hands in the VIP box, this might well be because Rolf is trying to prevent his wife from putting on one of her famous special event hats.
The switch has been sighted! With the score standing at 50-20, following goals 1 minute apart from Alonso and Vasileva, a flash of gold near the Brazilian hoops leads Silva and Crum into a breakneck chase. Beaters and chasers scatter. Crum is ahead, but narrowly misses a capture. As the snitch roars upwards, both seekers appear to be dazzled by the brilliant Argentinian sun. The snitch has disappeared again.
George Weasley, wealthy co-owner of joke shop Weasley's Wizard Wheezes, has only one ear. This disability did not prevent him from marrying his dead brother's ex-girlfriend, Angelina Johnson, or from fathering 2 children with her, Fred and Roxanne. They are putting on a show of family togetherness up in the box, however. Few will forget the recent rumours that, in spite of the plentiful gold brought in by such inventions as puking pastels, Angelina has grown restless in her marriage and recently left the marital home to... My colleague, Ginny Potter, has just informed me that Angelina left the marital home to care for her sick father. Many will think that a likely story. Meanwhile, Teddy Lupin and Victoire Weasley have taken advantage of their elder's inattention to find their way back into adjacent seats.
Moments after Diaz lengthens Brazil's lead 60-20, Beta Santos hits Victor Crum hard over the head with his bat. The referee is examining omniocular footage to determine whether a foul has been committed. The game has been paused.
A great groan has issued from the crowd, undoubtedly in response to Ronald Weasley flagrantly and openly kissing his wife on the cheek. This piece of disgusting exhibitionism appears to have disgusted spectators. My colleague, Ginny Potter, has just informed me that the crowd groaned because one of the players has sustained an injury.
No foul! German referee Hermann Juncker concludes that Rafael Santos did not mean to hit Victor Crum around the back of the skull with his beater's bat. Crum signals that he is fit to continue, and play resumes.
Cold-hearted Hermione Granger did not notice her ex-boyfriend's injury immediately, due to the ill-judged public display of affection instigated by her husband, but she swiftly put on a display of concern. The same cannot be said for Neville Longbottom, who appears to be spiritedly describing the precise manner in which Crumb sustained his nosebleed for the benefit of his godson, Albus Potter. An oddly callous display from the popular herbology teacher.
Mere seconds after play resumes, Crum and Silva are rocketing suddenly upwards. 5,000 omnioculars follow the pair into the dazzling Argentinian sun.
Dumbledore's army seem agitated and tense. Has one of them grievously offended the others? Have bitter wounds been reopened here in front of thousands of people, where everybody hoped merely to enjoy a unique sporting occasion? Ought Dumbledore's army draw such flagrant attention to themselves when, apparently, something exciting is happening on the pitch? Or are they using this as a cover to air old grievances?
Crum and Silva are in a breakneck dash for the snitch, with Silva sighted first. He is 4 feet ahead of Crum as both rise almost vertically. frantically.
Everyone is on their feet, including the denizens of the VIP boxes. Harry Potter is shouting. Oh, if my lip reading is accurate, Ronald Weasley is swearing.
Crumb is gaining on silver, but will it be enough?
Teddy Lupin has accidentally punched his girlfriend on the nose as he gesticulates. Are we about to witness a breakup live at the Quidditch World Cup?
Crumb and silver, neck and neck!
Teddy Lupin and Victoire Weasley snuggled up together again. Don't they care about Quidditch at all? Should they be taking up valuable space in this stadium when all eyes ought to be glued on the pitch? When so many poor witches or wizards would simply love to be here.
Brazil 60. I can't see the VIP boxes. Everyone is jumping up and down. The crowds are going crazy. After 2¾ hours in the blazing Argentinian sun, Bulgaria has won the Quidditch World Cup. And Crumb has achieved his life's ambition on his third attempt. It looks like he might fall off his broom. Tears are streaming down his face. A hugely popular win here in the Patagonian desert. But hearty commiserations to Brazil. They led almost all the way, and in the end, it was Crumb the Seeker who defeated them. A stunning display of sportsmanship here as Silver and Crumb embrace.
Oh, that's better. People are calming down. I can now see the VIP boxes. Well, Dumbledore's army seems to approve of the victory. Harry Potter in particular seems emotional. With a determined grin on his face, Ronald Weasley conceals his inevitable annoyance that his wife's ex-love is being fated by the Quidditch world. Young Albus is applauding, doubtless at the prompting of his publicity-hungry father. My colleague, Ginny Potter, is approaching me, no doubt with another tedious correctly.
Peter Skeeter has been taken unaccountably ill with what some are calling a jinx to the solar plexus.
As celebrations continue here in the Patagonian desert, we at the Daily Prophet sincerely hope that you have enjoyed our World Cup coverage from Argentina. Next week, the National Gobstones League comes to Birmingham. But in all honesty, don't get there.
You have been listening to Quidditch Through the Ages by J.K. Rowling, read by Andrew Lincoln. History of the Quidditch World Cup by J.K. Rowling, read by Andrew Lincoln. And 2014 Quidditch World Cup content by J.K. Rowling, read by Annette Badland and Imogen Church. Quidditch Through the Ages text copyright J.K. Rowling 2001, recording copyright J.K. Rowling 2018. History of the Quidditch World Cup and 2014 Quidditch World Cup content, text copyright, J.K. Rowling 2014. Recording copyright, J.K. Rowling 2018. These recordings were produced by Pottermore from J.K. Rowling in 2018. They were recorded at Audible Studios in London with sound effects, foley and sound design by Pinewood Studios. Pottermore. The digital publishing, e-commerce, entertainment and news company from J.K. Rowling is the global digital publisher of Harry Potter and J.K. Rowling's Wizarding World. As the digital heart of J.K. Rowling's Wizarding World, Pottermore.com is dedicated to unlocking the power of imagination. It offers news, features and articles, as well as original writing by J.K. Rowling. Harry Potter characters, names, and related indicia are trademarks and copyright of Warner Brothers Entertainment. 15% of the proceeds from Quidditch Through the Ages will be available to Comic Relief and Lumos Foundation for their work with children and young people to help them have a better life. 20% of these monies will be used by Comic Relief and 80% will be used by Lumos Foundation. Comic Relief is a registered charity in the UK with charity numbers 326 568, England, Wales, and SC0 39730, Scotland. Lumos Foundation is a registered charity in the UK with number 111-2575.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.